Wongarali Majinu. This is Sunday Brunch with Kim Hun on ABC Radio, Canberra Wurundjeri.
Former US President Barack Obama had some advice for young people, particularly who wanted to be engaged in public life. And his comments kicked up quite a stink, I think. This is exactly what he said.
You know, this idea of purity and you're never compromised and you're always politically woke and all that stuff, you should get over that quickly.
So some people, particularly some young people, didn't appreciate being told, I think, to get over it, to get over the idea of idealism and the prospect of political purity. Too many P's there, isn't it? And the key term for us this morning that he used, you could hear, is woke. So to find out what that means and discuss what many boomers and older folk have against wokeness, I'm joined by ANU student, activist and writer Emma Hartley. I should disclose she is also a former student of mine, but please don't hold that against her. G'day, Emma.
Hello, Kim.
Thanks for coming in this morning. Okay, what is woke then?
I think, in brief, woke is this idea that you're suddenly sensitive to social, economic, you know, various injustices in the world around you.
What sort of injustices, particularly in the contemporary sense?
So the word, because it did originate in the African-American civil rights movement, is very much embedded in racial injustices, but now it's kind of evolved into this word that has been appropriated for various injustices, such as, for example, climate injustices, which I think is where us young people come from.
So it comes from the segregation era in the US?
Yes, that's right.
And I suppose it was about Black Americans getting woke to racial injustice.
Yeah, that's right. And it came back into vogue during the Black Lives Matter movement.
Ah, I've heard the terms getting woke and staying woke. Why is staying woke important?
I think it's the idea that really there's not much point in being woke unless you stay woke and actually do something about it. I think it's this idea of, you know, it's not just about being woke, it's actually acting on it, you know, turning that idealism into action, which is not always convenient to politicians, which might explain Obama's reluctance in accepting the word woke.
Yeah, you talked about the reluctance and massive pushback from mostly older people in the public sphere. Mm. Here's a comment from re-elected Deputy Prime Minister and Federal Leader of the Nationals, Michael McCormack.
And what people need now is a little bit of sympathy, understanding and real assistance. They need help. They need shelter. Well, they don't need the ravings of some pure, enlightened and woke capital city greenies at this time.
What's that criticism exactly? What's going on there? Why the pushback against wokeness?
I think because the idea in this circumstance, woke is simply another word for people simply trying to hold the government accountable to its actions. And I think as well what we're seeing here is this political polarisation, which plays quite conveniently into the hands of those in power. So, you know, this idea that, you know, it's rural and it's urban, you know, the idea that you're woke or you're not woke. And it's not really accepting the fact, especially in the context of the bushfires, that, you know, fires don't discriminate. Mm. They are, you know, they cross boundaries. And I think it's just a way of kind of pushing away the problem.
Let me tease out some of the criticisms a bit, Emma Hartley. I think some of it goes to this idea that woke people are virtue signalling. We must get you in and talk about that too, because that's a longer discussion. But it's sort of sanctimonious and shallow. And it relates to 21st century online activism, clicktivism. Mm. I think that's what Obama was on about, that you post something with a hashtag or on Facebook, and that's not really activism. Do you sympathise with that criticism, that wokeness relates to shallow clicktivism and online behaviour that doesn't make a difference to real life?
I do to an extent. I can certainly sympathise with that. I think there is a certain, you know, armchair slacktivism that does happen where people kind of placate the guilt about the injustices in the world by, you know, tweeting about it or, you know, changing the DP of their Facebook page. But I think to an extent, the advantage of
what's a DP?
Sorry, the profile picture of their Facebook page. But yes, I think, you know, what the advantage of the internet is that it does get the word around that, you know, unlike ever before, we can learn about lives of other people in a way that we just haven't had access to in the past. Mm. So, you know, it is a two-way street.
If you've just woken up, this is Kim Hoon on Sunday Brunch. I'm having a chat with Emma Hartley, ANU student, writer and activist, about the concept and the meaning of woke. You mentioned that it wokeness usually relates to becoming aware, awakening to social injustice. I know you're a feminist too, and you brought to my attention this very masculine sort of ad. It's an ad from Gillette. So I'll just play it, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on it.
And there will be no going back. Because we believe in the best in men.
Smile, sweetie. Come on.
To say the right thing. To act the right way.
Bro, not cool, not cool.
Because the boys watching today will be the men of tomorrow.
That's a wonderful ad for me to watch. A really Chesty Bond's masculine sort of brand, Gillette, the shaving brand. And yet they had that ad. And how does that ad speak to wokeness for you, Emma Hartley?
I think it's this idea that it is questioning a lot of things, even just, you know, small things, like it demonstrates sexual harassment, which, you know, happens on the street every day. But it kind of demonstrates how that we are at a stage in society where we can't accept those things anymore, that we actually have a responsibility to speak out. So, you know, you have, you know, the guy in there saying, that's not cool, man, that's not cool. And so there is a certain wokeness to that. It doesn't have to be this kind of meta politics that McCormack's portraying it as. It can be just something very basic like that.
Yeah, the interesting thing about that ad and wokeness, I think, is it's hard to figure out what's earnest and what's ironic in wokeness. Mm. You know, is that an ad where Gillette's saying, hey, you really should do this? Or are they making fun of the people who are suddenly awoken to injustice in the world, you know?
I mean, judging purely based on the soundtrack, I think they are taking the notion very seriously. It's interesting though, because it is, everyone uses razors kind of regardless of their age. So it's interesting that they're, I think, definitely targeting the younger demographic with this particular ad. But I think what it is doing is perhaps just jumping on that bandwagon, being like, hey, you know, we're cool too, you know, we're acceptable, and kind of going down that path where, I don't know, if people will buy on the base of that, that's a different question entirely, but I think it is interesting in regards to how that's used as a marketing tool.
Mm. And who's an icon of real wokeness for you?
I think really at this point in time, probably, you know, if we're speaking locally, Maddie Diamond.
ACT, Young Australian of the Year, yep.
That's right. Her climate justice, you know, written across her chest upon receiving the award. So, you know, that's pretty woke. And I mean that not in the ironic sense. I mean that in the truly, you know, awe-inspiring sense, in the sense that, you know, she's just standing up for something she believes in, a lot of young people like myself believe in.
Yeah. So for listeners who don't know, at the Australian of the Year Awards at the Arboretum, she painted climate justice on her chest. But she's done much more than that. I think you've pointed towards that too, right? That's why she's a real woke sort of person. It's not because that she somehow expressed something. She's also done something real about climate justice. Is that right?
Mm, that's right. And, you know, there's a reason why she's at the awards in the first place. You know, she started up her own group trying to deal with, you know, trash in Canberra. You know, she joined AYCC, the Australian Youth Climate Coalition, because, you know, she just didn't know where to actually act on the issue of, you know, the climate crisis, which is, I think, a frustration a lot of young people have, is, you know, actually finding an outlet where they can actually, you know, do something about their so-called wokeness.
Mm. So, Emma, what's the take-home on this really important but also criticised concept of being woke, getting woke, staying woke?
I mean, I think the take-home is we need to get a new word, because it's been appropriated by politicians. I mean, this word was added to the Macquarie Dictionary in 2016, which was probably about the peak of its usage by young people in Australia. It's kind of on the decline, but, you know, these politicians are trying to resuscitate it.
Oh, I've only just got onto it and you've given up on it already.
I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm just being edgy, which is perhaps the replacement term, but it's a weird one, and I think it's kind of being caught in a very interesting linguistic war between, you know, the young people and our very older, let's just say, politicians.
Emma Hartley, writer, activist, ANU student, thanks for getting us woke on woke and also telling us to let go of it and coming into Sunday brunch this morning.
ABC Radio Canberra, streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.